from Northern California. It's the PenPals.Buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. Hear real stories from real inmates who want to write to you. Now, here's your host, Big Steve.
And it's podcast at penpals.buzz. If you want to get through to us, if you have comments, suggestions, ideas, want to be on a future episode, podcast at penpals.buzz. Why am I playing London Bridge is Falling Down? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? You're just going to have to wait and find out. Just a couple more minutes, you'll have the answer here. Now, I've got a question for all of you. Let's do it this way. Raise your hand if you like the show Love After Lockup or Love During Lockup. Preferably not the hand on the steering wheel. You can do the other hand. Love After Lockup, Love During Lockup. A lot of people raising their hands right now. I can see them. Now, keep your hand up if you also like the show 90 Day Fiancé. Man, a lot of hands are up still. And I tell you what, all of you people with hands in the air, you can put them down now, by the way. Guys are in for a treat on today's show because we've got the best of both worlds for you. We've got Bianca calling in momentarily from London, England. Out there in the UK, all the way across the pond, she met a guy named Armin Irons right here on our website on penpals.buzz. At some point last year they met, and he lives across the pond and then across the entire United States of America. A place called Aberdeen, Washington, the Stafford Creek Correction Center. There, Armin Irons and Bianca. Could this be the greatest love story of all time? Well, I believe, yes, it could be. And line four, it looks like Bianca is joining us on the PenPals.buzz Prison Pen Pal podcast. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, Steve.
Thanks for calling in. Man, I can't wait to share this story with everybody listening.
Good. It's a funny one.
Oh, is it? I want to hear all the details. I mean, so you wrote me this email. I mean, basically said on July 17th, 2024, I sent this email below to a prisoner, Armin Irons. Uh-huh. And on March 28th,
we got married.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let us know kind of like how this all began, like what got you into, you know, the idea.
This is a funny story.
What made you think, oh, I'm going to look for an inmate, and then how it went from there.
I love a yank. I love the accent, and I love the yes, ma'am. And I wanted to go out of an American. And so I thought the only way I'm going to do that is going online. So I went on to a different app. It's called International Cupid, and met three people, and it was hell. And those people that I had bad experience with.
It wasn't just one. We're not talking one bad experience. Correct. You're talking three different bad experiences.
Correct.
And were you thinking at this time, like, freaking Americans are just bad? I mean, you had to have been thinking
that. I just thought it is very easy to be online and to be somebody else. You can say whatever you want. You can be whatever you want. You can say you've got this, that, you're this tall, you're that tall. You can say the complete, you can... now I've learned a lot through this. You can ghost. What is the other word? You can catfish. That's the word. Yeah. You can do all this. And I've been divorced 10 years. Okay. I was married for 12, and I've got three children. And to let them grow up, I wanted to be single, and I didn't want different men in their lives because that's not my style. I just wanted to wait till they got a bit older. And then I was sitting here thinking, oh my God, they're getting older. They're leaving home. And now what I'm going to be, I'm going to be on my own. So I thought, I want to find a yank and I want to go. And International Cupid was just very in your face. I did go over to meet somebody. It was the most scariest experience of my life, but I was fine. And then I met somebody else online. It was so bad, these stories. I got to tell you the stories, they're that bad. Those people should be in prison. The first one was bad, and then the second one, it was even worse, and then the third one was just verbally just crazy.
Wow.
And so I come off and I thought, that is just not working for me. I came off and I was just Googling on TikTok, as you do, and there was this wonderful story of a Christian girl, she was German, meeting somebody and getting married to an inmate.
Oh, wow.
And she was just absolutely in love. The guy was lovely. It was just, and now I've spent some time in Germany. I love Germans. And I thought, oh my God, I'm loving these two. So I'm following her and I'm looking. And I thought about it and I thought, oh, but I really wanted to ask my daughters and get their opinion because I respect it. And it's obviously very different and unusual situation. So I asked my girls and I said, what do you think of me messaging somebody in America that's in prison? So my youngest, very funny at the time, she said, yes, mummy, that'll work. She said, because you both be desperate. So
How young is she? Because that's pretty smart.
She's 14.
Man.
14, very smart.
14
very smart.
Going on 40.
So then I just did a Google and your website came up. And I went on and I saw a photo that I liked because that is what happens first. It is an image.
Right.
However, there is something in an image that I wanted and Armin had that in the image.
Do you know what? Can you say what? I mean, was it the tattoos? Correct. Was it the face? It was it the smile?
No, it was, I wanted tattoos on the hands.
Okay.
So I see this picture. I see the tattoos on the hands. And I then read the bio. Now, the bio was a lot different to other bios. And this is what I think would be great for the podcast, because a lot of bios, inmates are just so basic and brief. Hello, my name is John and I like exercising. However, Armin's bio was long, deep and sincere. And I read the bio and there was a spelling in there that I actually didn't know what it meant, and I was like, that intrigued me, and I thought, wow. Then I looked at the picture again and I thought, that bio, he's not written that. Then I looked at the picture, the bio, read it again, looked back at the picture, and I thought, that's not him. That definitely can't be him because of the look.
Right.
So I thought, I will send a short but sweet email. And then I forgot. I totally forgot about everything because we were going on holiday. And then he sent me a letter. He wrote the letter on my birthday, which is the 19th of July, but I never received it till the 20th. He sent it on the 23rd. I got it on the 26th. Now, I forgot totally about everything. I just didn't even think of the website. I didn't think that I'd sent the email. I'm busy, as you can tell, I've got lots to do. So I get this letter in the post and I think, and then I realize, I open it up and I think, who's this? Because I forgot that I emailed him.
Why is some inmate with tattooed hands writing me? I don't understand.
So then, and then I go, I open it and I think, oh, he's chatty. And then I forgot all about his bio. I forgot all about the picture. I forgot all about everything. I thought, oh, he's chatty. And then I've gone back on. I thought, oh, it's him. You know, I've gone, oh. So it's perked my interest. And then he's told me to go on this website. It's all called Securus. And so I did. And then I sent him another short email because I thought I didn't think much of it. Just sent him an email and he sends me one back and then we send each other emails. And then he said, can I call you? And I thought, oh, it's a bit forward. He goes, I want us to speak. I said, okay, no, all right, okay. But now it's getting like experiences.
Yeah, so this is getting real at this point, right? Things are getting real.
I've had these bad experiences, but I, in this situation, and that is what I think is nice about what you've done with this website and giving the inmates this opportunity and people to talk, is that you don't have to get all the BS and all the shallowness of people's, which I've been getting, you know, all the fakeness. You know, you are vulnerable, you're at ground zero. And you have to be honest and open and vulnerable. And that's what I wanted. And that's...
It's so interesting as you're saying this. So, you had three guys that weren't in prison and they were all bad news. And then the good experience comes from someone who is locked up. And like you said, I mean, those other three guys, if they could be catfishes or whatever, but with anyone who's locked up, Armin or anyone else, they can't really say, hey, I'm, you know, let's say someone committed bank robbery. They can't say I stole a candy bar, because you can just enter their information and find the truth. So they kind of have to, like you said, that vulnerability becomes a lot more relevant. Right. And then when you're writing long, deep letter, I mean, it's so much more. That's so much more than these days where everyone just sends a little text or something, right? Or like a little sentence.
Or an emoji, which I can't stand. I said to him, never send me an emoji.
I don't know what they mean. My wife keeps sending me these eggplants. I don't know what, is that bad? I don't know. I'm trying to, I don't understand this.
If you're talking like that, I can't. I need something. So we laughed about the bio because he said, it's me. So it moved on to talking, and then I said, we'll meet each other and see whether there is a genuine connection and if there's something deeper. So I went over to meet Armin, and...
You flew to Seattle?
Yes. I just bought a ticket.
That's unbelievable. So how long after this initial letter?
That was July. We were speaking every day.
Uh-huh.
And that was a bit unusual for me, because I have not been with anyone, and, you know, I've met these crazies, and I thought, this is nice, because I like to have a friendship and a foundation and chatting more. And then we decided September, October, that we'll pop over. First, I was going to book it for November, ended up being December.
Wow.
I popped over for 4 days.
How does this work, Bianca? Like, I know you can't just pop over there and knock on the door. Did you have to go through? And I know that people from outside of the USA, it's often more difficult to get approved for the visitation because of the different, you know, ID, you know, they want a driver's license. They want all these things that people don't have. So how did you score that whole thing? Did you have to like call the warden?
Put me on the visitors list. And once I was on the visitor list, I think just going with my passport, and actually found the process, actually everybody there who worked there, like, pleasant. You know, it weren't, he did make me laugh. He said, don't worry, it's not, you won't be chatting behind the glass.
Oh, yeah. So did you get to sit with him at a table? And
yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and the funny thing is, I Googled it on YouTube. His particular prison, Stafford Creek Correction Center, in Aberdeen, Washington State, it was on the news for something. The room, the hall, was on YouTube. So I knew what I was prepared for.
Okay.
And get to the airport, hire a car, jump in the car. Now we're driving on the other side of the road. I mean, it's all, you know, quite funny. 2 hours drive from the airport to get there. That was an evening. And then the next day I had the visit. I was so nervous. It was funny. And it was just very nice. Well, I was so nervous. We had a great first visit. And then I stayed at a hotel in the area in Aberdeen. Then went back for a second visit. And then... there was actually other inmates' wives who were ever so kind to me.
I've heard that part can be kind of interesting, because I know sometimes you have to wait for a while to be let in to the visit. And I've heard a lot of the other wives and girlfriends and family members kind of form a bond or a little bit of a community while they're waiting. I've heard people can be in that visit and be like, oh, I talked to that girl over, you know.
That's exactly what happened. And it was nice because if you're coming international, they let you have a four-day visit. So it was funny because the 19th I flew over, I think the 20th I saw him, 21st, 22nd, and then flew back on the 23rd. So on the 23rd, I could only run in for an hour and say goodbye because I had to leave because it's a two-hour journey back to get on the flight. And then when I went in for that hour, he proposed, and I didn't expect him to do that.
Oh, wow.
It was really nice, but he got the cameraman. He got the, because I think you can go, the camera guy can go around taking pictures. He'd already told the cameraman what he was doing. He said, oh, Bianca, we're going to have a picture, thinking it was a normal picture. And then he gets down on one knee. So it was all very wonderful, I've got to say.
That's like a movie scene romantic. I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, man, this is like the movie scene here. You know, that guy's got some serious romance. Man.
He has. So
was he down on a knee? Nice. Was he on his knee?
Yes, I got the picture. I've got a picture.
I hope you share that with us. And, I'd love to see that.
Yes, I will. And of course, no problem. And then it was just an hour. I had to leave. And then the next day we arrive in London. We arrive in at home. And then when we came back, we then kind of organized the wedding. I should let you know, Armin changed his name. And I'm grateful that I've been with him through this process of him changing his name. It's all legally now. He's changed his name to Koa.
Okay.
The reason he's done that is, you can understand, I think he would like to get away from...
Yeah, that label.
The association.
Yeah.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he does have a nice, colourful past.
Yeah.
And it's about four... A4 pages worth.
Mm-hmm.
I did have to read it all before I signed the marriage papers. But we've all got a past, and that's what it is. It is a past, and it can stay there. And I respect him, and I respect the name change. And we organised the wedding, and I really wanted to go back, and Cora and I wanted to do it in person. However, it was my daughter sitting next to me. She said, no, mummy, do it online.
All right.
She's the one who said, yes, you're both desperate. Uh-huh. And so we organized to do it online, and we are grateful that Koa has had some wonderful friends known him for over 30 years, a pastor that he asked to...
Sorry,
yeah, there's the wedding.
I always like to do this when, you know.
Oh.
All right.
We were told that we couldn't choose a date, and I wanted March the 17th, Paddy's Day, because I'm Irish, and I just thought, luck of the Irish. And we... we're given a date, but it doesn't mean anything. We can, we will have a blessing without all our children.
Uh-huh. So you did the online wedding, and then when he gets out, you'll have ceremony with everybody. And
with our children, yes.
Yeah.
And I think that it would just be... But I've got to be honest, I can send you the videos of the wedding. It was incredible, more than I could imagine because of the words Gary used and how sincere. And that was purely because how long he's known Koa for and the friendship and relationship they've had. So I'm so happy that Koa asked, and they've been so supportive and so kind, and it's really, really amazing. The wedding was just beyond anything I could have wished for. Everybody, my daughter was taking a picture, doing a video of the TV, and then I had the friend doing a photo and a video of me that was obviously online. And Koa had his friend there, and I had my friend, and yes.
Is he allowed to wear a ring in there? I know they have rules sometimes, and did he get you a ring as well, or how did that work?
Yes. Well, yes. And it was funny because, how could we do that
kind of
thing? That's right. Koa can get the ring off, I think it's called Union Supplies, and then I got myself a ring, and how it come about me emailing you is that we are now applying for the I-130 visa, and I really wanted to put something together, like a real story, like a real book, like you say, this is just something from a movie, but I do want to put something like that together. And I thought, oh, how did it start? It started with the email.
Is this for you going to the USA, or is he planning to go to?
Yes.
Okay, so you're he's out, you're going to move out here.
Well, I'd like to do it before he's out.
Okay.
So we can support each other and get there before.
I was so excited to when you wrote. Because, I mean, we've been doing this a while, and we've had some other success stories as well, and they're always great to hear.
Yeah.
We do so much work, and sometimes some things get discouraging, or inmates think they're going to get released, and then they don't get released, or people break up, and it's like sometimes that's very hard because we're trying so hard. But then when I hear something like your story, I mean, it makes up for 100 bad stories. And for us, I mean, so it just helps us all feel better here that we're helping people and doing good for the world.
Yes.
And my goal is always to, no matter what the crime is that whoever's convicted of, just try to humanize, try to make them seem less like monsters, more like human beings, and help people realize. And I mean, people might have misconceptions before they'd be hearing this of, you know, what kind of woman would do this? And in hearing you now, I mean, it's pretty clear you're intelligent, you're friendly. I hate the word normal, but you don't seem like a total wacko, right? You seem fairly, you don't seem totally insane. And so when people hear that, I think it can make this more mainstream for people to think this is okay. This isn't, I don't know, did you have like family, or do you have people when you tell them, hey, I married an inmate? Yes. I mean, and their reaction, I'm sure, was like, what?
Yes, I have had that feedback to people very close to me that love me, and said that they're worried, concerned. He's in prison, Bianca. What are you doing? I can't believe you're doing that. Just stay friends. It's not right. I can appreciate that, and I can understand where they're coming from. And you are right. I think that it isn't the normal thing to do. I felt I had such bad experience from a normal way to go. I knew that by this way, I can control the situation.
Right.
I can put down the phone. I can, it says it on the Securus, if you do not want to receive any calls, press 6. You have total control of the situation. You can be friends. You can talk. You can discuss. And you can find out on a much deeper and more sincere and vulnerable level than a superficial level that you'll find with somebody that's saying that they're doing this job when actually they're not even doing a job.
Right.
They've got this car when actually they haven't even got a car.
In this case, you get that initial attraction to the photo, but then you fall in love with the mind, the personality,
correct?
The depth of the relationship, which a lot of people I know have been married to free world people that aren't in prison for 10, 20, 30 years, and there's no intimacy, there's no emotional connection. Some don't know really anything of what their partner's thinking. So this gives you that chance so that, you know, when he is out and you are finally together, I mean, you guys are going to know everything. You know, that's such a closeness.
Well, that is what I feel I needed from a relationship, and also Koa. Like, he has also had bad experiences. What I've had, he has had people that have not been mentally in the right mind.
Yeah.
And what's sad is they can still email him and abuse him, which they do, and he can't do anything about it but block them. However, if it was him doing it to them, he would get in trouble.
No matter what, in that kind of a situation, even if it wasn't entirely his doing, he's the one that's going to get blamed, right? Because he's the
correct.
If someone has to decide who should I believe, should I believe her or him? It's always going to be believe her.
Yeah, that's right.
So you got to be, you know, twice as careful, and just really not, you know. And it's hard, like you said, because people can be abusive and cruel and make threats, and you just kind of have to, like,
lies. Which she was doing.
Yeah, and you just got to just suck it up and, you know, bite your tongue, I guess, and that's hard.
And, yeah, so it's been great that you've got this website, that maybe people listening can actually think, why can't I reach out to somebody and just have a chat?
Yeah, what would you tell somebody if they're listening? Because there's a lot of women that are thinking about doing this, but they're not quite ready or they're not sure. Do you have, from your standpoint, like just a piece of advice you would share with them?
I think you do have to be confident and be aware that it's not a normal situation. That it is actually quite tough. So when you do find somebody that you do like and that you do fall in love with and you want to be with, but actually you can't be with them. And that, I said to Koa, is actually a lot harder than just the talking now.
Yeah.
I said, when you love someone, you want to be with them. You want to sit on the sofa. You want to cook. You want to say, you're doing this tonight, where should we go? You want to exercise. We want to, you know, go for a walk, go on the beach. We can't do that. And that, you've got to be prepared.
Yeah, that is hard.
Patient. And so when I'm feeling a bit vulnerable, I get a bit upset. Wouldn't you rather your husband be here and, like, being looking after you?
Yeah.
But you can't have that. Now you've really got to dig deep and think, this is hard. This is going to be tough.
Yeah.
So you've got to be strong and communicate. And sometimes I'm still learning that. And that is what is key in this relationship with somebody that is there. And then communication, when I say is key, you've got 30 minutes. Next minute, you got 1 minute left. Who wants to hear that?
I hate that thing. Then you start talking really fast like this and say, oh man, and it's like, thank you for using Securus.
That is it. And so you kind of learn all these, and then, you know, you get the video call that might be blurry, and then you can't see them, and then it's cut off.
That is hard. I don't know what date is he expected to be released. Does he know yet?
No. But we believe that it's in God's plan, and it will happen, like the visa.
Yeah.
It will go through. It will happen.
I know that your kids are somewhere nearby you, and I know we have maybe some 17-year-olds, so I don't want to get inappropriate, but, I mean, you're married now. Does Washington have any of those special, you know, you got to come spend the night in the trailer of things?
Yes, okay. They do. However, you can only apply after a year.
Ah.
And I thought, well, how cruel is that?
It's one thing to not kiss on the first date, but I mean, a year, man.
I said to Koa, I deserve a medal after all of this. That is really kind of trying on you, your sense of self, your sense of self-worth. You've got to be kind of, when I say strong, I don't mean like strong, like just mentally, but just like have some respect for yourself and think, you know, you can do this together. You will come out. And that's what we talk about when he says, oh, so-and-so's getting out. And I say, oh, that really makes me upset and frustrated. And because I wish that was you.
Mm-hmm.
I wish that was me picking you up. But that will happen. And that it's going to happen. It's just not happening like yesterday.
That is really hard. And it's hard, especially because, you know, I know a lot of those guys that do get out. I mean, I'm always happy when people get out, but a lot of them, it's like, how do they let that guy out before me? You know, how on earth they let him out?
We were saying that.
Yeah.
We were saying that. And he said the other day that they end up coming back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's also sad. And that won't happen to Koa, and it won't happen to us. The great thing about going over there before he comes out is that I know I'll get a good job. I know we can establish ourselves and get settled. So when he does come out, he's coming into a place that, you know, he's loved, everybody's there for him. And so there won't be us both trying to get going. Everything, he'll just be coming out. And I said to him, I'll have a truck for you. You know, it just be more comfortable.
Yeah, that's really going to, I mean, that makes such a huge difference. I think the number one factor of people succeeding once they're released is having a good social, social influences. And we've seen studies here that people that have pen pals while they're incarcerated, even if they don't end up getting married, they're just significantly less likely to get in trouble again. And that's just because just knowing someone actually cares about you, which 98% of those guys don't have that. And so I think you deserve a lot more than a medal. I think he should, he better give you a lot more than that. He better do the dishes and stuff, man.
Gold star. I love a gold star. No, I do agree with you. It's been very different and very unusual. I'm really actually grateful. We're actually really good for each other. We're very similar. It's very weird. And, you know, I wanted somebody that didn't drink. And those crazy ones all love a drink. And I wanted somebody that exercised. I wanted somebody who was a bit more deeper, you know, communicated. All the things I wanted from someone, I've actually found. It's just that he is in Stafford Creek Correction Center.
Yeah. What's one of Koa's, like, does he have, like, a secret talent or something completely unique that people wouldn't know that you can share? I mean, can he sing? Can he dance blindfolded? I mean, anything kind of quirky? Or
he is a good listener, okay. And he's a good talker.
Okay.
And so he's doing lots of courses in there, and he's been excelled in all of them. And he's very thoughtful. I'd like him to do some work with those that maybe would need some support with not going back inside. So along the lines of counselling, and where he is such a good listener and such a really great at communicating, I'm sure that he will use those talents he's got to help others. I said to him, you'll be doing a TED talk when you come out.
Yeah.
I said, that's the kind of person to show how he's turned his life around.
It's such a great story. I feel so optimistic for both of you. Like, I just talking to you, I just know this is going to work out.
You know, we only could do one thing at a time, one step at a time. And the first, we got married, we've done that. That is just the blessing.
That is amazing. That might be a record, Bianca. That really might be a record for... Especially international. I mean, to, you know, international, to get approved, to get the flight, and then have the, I mean, that's, I don't know, I'm going to submit that to the record. That's a record, at least on penpals.buzz. That's not, definitely not moving slow, but you know what? Hey, you got to follow your heart.
That's what I thought. That's it. We've certainly done that. And then now the visa, which is expensive.
I'll tell you about that because I have experience with that, and that is a pain in the ass, that visa process, and they are not fast. It got approved. It took, I mean, I don't want to discourage, it took a couple years, and we were told.
Did it?
We were told it was going to be like 3 to 6 months, right? That's what they tell you, you know, and this was before Trump came on. I mean, right? So, I mean, they're supposed to be letting everybody through, and everyone joked like, oh, you should have just gone to Mexico and just walked across the border, and maybe that would have been better. Yeah. But we did get it approved, and I think the key is just, you know, you can still come out and visit, and that's what kind of what we had to do. But once it gets approved, man, it's such a relief and such a great feeling, and it's just like... It's unfortunate that when people want to do things, I'm throwing out my views, but people try to do things the right way and follow the process, and they just make it so hard. It was a trying time when, you know, like you were saying, not only can't you be together with someone in the flesh or whatever, but then you also were like, will this even be allowed? Like, there's so little control sometimes. And you just, like you said, you put it in God's hands, and you know... That the right thing is going to come to be, and yeah, you do got to be tough, man, to wait, to deal with all of that.
Sometimes your glass is empty, and I think, gosh, this is going to, and Cohen says, you've got to be you've got to be pretty tough to put up with all of this. But it's a process, and we just do the process, tick the boxes, and that's how you have to look at it.
It's
and,
almost like the old AA slogan, the one day at a time. I mean, that's really what it is, because every day you make a little more progress toward the goal. And, you know, tomorrow you can say, okay, we're one day closer than yesterday, and that's really all you can do. And then you just do what you need to do. He does what he needs to do, and it's gonna work out. And man, I'm really excited for you. And I promise that I'll at some point take a trip up to Seattle. Not during rainy season. I do like the fish market in there, but it rains there all the time. I mean, I want to go. I think maybe in July, maybe I can come visit. It would be so great to see you guys. And
that would be lovely. Yeah. You and your wife. And yeah, I agree. I mean, the process, do the visa. Once the visa's done, it'll be the visit, and then cover coming out. And then how can you not just be grateful and enjoy all that? And I said, let's just enjoy the journey, where how hard it is or what is involved, or the 101 emails and the to-do list that's as long as my arm. Let's just go with this. And that's how it's all just been. It's going to be a story, and I want to put like a little book together, because
that's so neat. That's so
it'll
cool.
It'll be like an encyclopedia.
You're going to make all those women on Facebook jealous, because they're all in these prison wives groups, and everybody just hates their husband, and I think he's cheating on me, and this guy, you know, it's just the nastiest stuff. Yeah. And I think it'll just be like so refreshing when they're like, oh my gosh, like somebody actually, this actually worked for someone? Maybe they were, she must have a better attitude, because a lot of people go into it just expecting they're going to get cheated on and abused. And I think at least you have to give your guy that opportunity. Don't just assume he's a terrible person, you know, if you're going to be his partner.
That is a good question, because that came up at the start. And we were both had other interests. So there was other people, and he had other people messaging him and from your website. And we came to a I think it's so funny because we talk about them. So we say unanimously, we said, right, let's respect each other. And if this is going to have some grounds, then he was happy to say to the other person that he's found somebody that he would like to be sincere with. And so he doesn't want to talk to them anymore. So, and I did the same. I think that's just respect, but it's also respect for yourself. was you going to carry on talking to Tom, Dick, and Harry, you know, or you got
Mary, Sarah, and Michelle?
Exactly. We had funny names for them, but exactly. You can just be polite and honest. I do think there is a lot of those Facebook websites and those things that you can go on and share stories, but I'm actually not like that.
Yeah.
And I keep away from all of that. The nice people at the prison that you can talk to, all the other families, they were trying to, hook up on this site. Oh, I'm here, I'm there kind of thing. And
yeah,
I've got to be honest, I don't have time.
Yeah.
You've probably gathered. I've got a full-time job. I've got a part-time job. I don't have the time.
And you've got a husband across the pond.
This is it. Yeah.
That's, and you've got kids. Yeah. You've got a lot going on, that's for sure. Yeah. A lot of those groups on social media, it's just so petty. Some of those people are just playing this game or this like fantasy world of, oh yeah, I have this great boyfriend. And to me, you're just above a lot of that. And this is just real. And this is life. This isn't a game.
Very real. Yeah. No, I'm just grateful that we've been able to meet through your website. And how long have you had that business then? How long have you had this going, and why did you do it? Is it because you was inside and you wanted to do something like this?
It is. And it's been 2 years when I was inside and I used all of the pen pal sites that were available at that time, which there were quite a few of them. And I did meet my wife, and, you know, the sad thing is we don't know to this day which site we met through. I can't give the credit to the site because, you know, she didn't remember at that point, and we were sending mostly just snail mail at that time. But a lot of the websites were, I mean, some of them are fine, but the customer service was just not good, and it would take off, and like you'd send the money, and then it would take 6 months to get a response from the company. And then I noticed not so much with pen pal sites, but just inmate service companies in general, the inmates really got treated poorly by these companies, and they almost got treated like they're still criminals. And the companies would say things like, don't try to scam us, or you better not be pulling any game on us. We'll report you. And it just felt like, you know, they get talked down to enough. Like, you got the guards yelling at you and the warden and the parole board. And the last thing you need is a company that you're paying money to then insult you and threaten you, you know? So I wanted to start a company like this that I know works from my own experience, because we met through something similar, and also try to treat everybody, you know, more like a customer, a client, not like an inmate. When I hear your story, it just makes what we do all day just so much more worthwhile and valuable.
Oh, it's great to talk about it, though. And it's really interesting. And I'm really grateful that you replied.
Just briefly before, you probably have to get going, but I wanted to just, you mentioned Securus earlier and signing up.
Yes.
And we get a lot of complaints from people that can't figure it out or can't get signed up from other countries. Was that easy for you to do?
I'm a bit tech savvy. I like all that. And it didn't faze me. I didn't think, Guild.
Do you keep in touch regularly through Securus now?
Yes, all the time. Okay. That is our form of communication. That's our form of texting, as in, but no emojis.
Right.
So that would be our form of texting, emails, and photos. Okay. I was in Windsor today. If anybody knows, Windsor Castle. I was there today, this morning. And I sent Koa some videos of Windsor Castle. That's what I'll do. I'll send videos over and pictures. he said, obviously he's been writing a lot, and he said, I'd like you to write, I want a like handwritten letter. I said, no, you don't. Not with my writing, you don't. Not with my doctor's writing. So anyway, I did him a letter. He said, yes, I think it's going to take me a bit longer to read your writing.
Oh, no.
So we stick to Securus, and I find it's an easy app. If there's language in there that the bot can
yeah,
is not the right language, it will stop. and it gets searched. However, if it's short and sweet, Mr. Irons, I love you. Good night, Mrs. Irons. It could be instant.
Oh, that's great.
However, if it's longer and there's words in there that's a bit colourful, then it could take days. So it goes back to temperament again, and you know how you can handle that or how you can, you know, deal with that. But the Securus, we've got to be grateful that there is that app and there is this form of communication, or it'd be pigeon post, wouldn't it?
Yeah, so, we didn't have that with my wife and I until the very end.
Right.
We had JPay at the very end, but before that it was pigeon post, like you said, and it, you know, it would take a month sometimes. I mean, from Norway, 3 weeks to a month. And so by the time, you know, I get something in reply, it's like 2 months later, she's getting the answer, you know.
And
at that time, too, phone calls were ridiculously expensive if you called internet, 85 cents a minute. So, you know, you're talking $25 for a 30-minute call at that point. And it was like, man, it was, they don't make it easy, but it's, things have gotten a lot better. So, yeah, as hard as it is with Securus, it's definitely convenient. And I think the prices are not terrible.
Yes, reasonable.
Thank you. It's been so great. I know it's like late there in the UK, but it's been so fun to hear your story. I seriously hope you'll keep in touch with us. And
yes, please.
I'll be counting down to that 1 year anniversary, and I hope it's a good one.
So am I. The journey's not over. It's just starting, isn't it? And we've got a long way to go, but that's enjoyable bit.
It's lockdown time for Big Steve, but he'll be back soon with another edition of the PenPals.Buzz Prison Pen Pal Podcast. To be a guest on our show, email podcast@penpals.buzz or call 888-2-PENPAL. PenPals.Buzz is a division of Snaptura Inmate Services.
She said, yes, Mummy, that'll work. She said, because you'll both be desperate.